This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Amazon Prime.
I've seen you be $500,000 off.
I've been up $2.5 million. You got me feeling lucky. I'm putting everything on black.
19 red.
What's wrong with you? You got brain damage? You owe money to places you shouldn't. Why do you want door number 3?
It's the only way I'll get out.
What'll they do to you if you don't pay?
Break every bone in my body?
How am I going to get my money?
Okay, here's the deal. Mark Wahlberg plays a college teacher with a gambling addiction who falls insanely far into debt in the new film, The Gambler. Based on a book and feeling more like a struggling writer slash college professor's fantasy letter to Penthouse, The Gambler is wrought with cliches and terrible characters. I couldn't care if anyone in this film, innocent or not, lived or died, and that makes it difficult to sell to an audience. There are some good performances, particularly from John Goodman as a ruthless loan shark, but it's not enough to save the film from itself. Pick a gambling cliche of your choice. Dealer busts, rolls snake eyes, the movie folds. Any way you cut the deck, this movie is pretty awful. The Gambler gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.